Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction series. It deals with adult themes, including issues related to crime, violence, and gang culture. Listener discretion is advised.
A Listener production.
All right, do you know which one's the Farouk spot?
It's that smashed repair shop right up on your left. They'll have cockatoos everywhere. Ready to squawk if anyone unusual rolls through. So just park it here, cuz.
Okay. All right, let's go. Hey, I don't want to start any dramas, Maui. I just want my son. Yeah? We're in and we're out, okay?
Yeah, I'll shoot you the first time, cuz.
Do you hear that?
What?
That! Oh, who the fuck?
What the fuck?
He's all get off! Our area.
Ah! Little shit, get off me! Do you have any idea who we are?
Stay down.
Bro, what the fuck? Someone's shooting!
Get off my cousin, kiddo. The next one's gonna hit you. Maui, get up!
Dad? What are you doing here?
Salim, get in the fucking car right now.
Bro, someone messaged the boys. Tell them that the Hawks are in that area.
What the fuck are they doing here, man?
Hey, what's the problem, Ammo?
Hush, chill. That's my dad.
Yeah, I know, sir. I know. I was wondering why he's rocking up to our spot carrying. Well, he could have just called. Hawks said you were coming. I would have put the kettle on.
I'd stop talking for you, kid. Salim, get in the car. Now! If you boys are smart, you go back inside. I got what I came here for.
This bloke.
Maui, let's go.
Come on, Jamil. Could be fun to hang a bit longer. Some nice cars you got here, boys.
Piss off, old man.
I used to have a Rixie just like this one.
No, you didn't, cuz this is one of one.
Tuned the engine myself. How big's this one? Wait, let me guess. Yeah, a 2.4-litre direct injection turbocharged boxer. Look sick.
Hey, get the fuck away from my car, you dickhead.
Look, relax, big boy. I was just having a quick look.
Oh, we stop fucking around. Let's go. Salim, get in the car.
I heard ya.
Oh, daddy has to pick Salim up.
Must be past his bedtime.
Stay the fuck away from my son, you hear me? Especially you, Hussein.
Yeah, relax. We hear you, old man. Hey, I'll catch you later, sir, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Dad. Let's go. You're embarrassing me.
I'm embarrassing you? I'll deal with you in the car, Salim. Maui, come on.
Yalla, cuz.
Yeah, you better fuck your ass.
Get out of here. Oh,
let's get out of this shit.
Salim, we saw the drifting video. Have you been running gear for the Farouks? Yajito would disown you if he found out.
This is the exact old school mentality that is getting in the way of us Arabs taking over. Don't you see that? We're the same.
You are not the same, Salim. They're playing you, okay, to get to me. These kids, they're raised on the streets, Salim. They'd sell their mother to get cash, okay? So they wouldn't think twice about setting you up.
You're wrong about them, Baba. They know we could be more powerful if we work together. We could outnumber the bikies. Run them out of business, start using cypher phones, online run managers, crypto, all of that. What an empire.
You reckon we don't use that stuff already, nephew?
How would I know? You never let me help with anything in the crew. I don't even have a gun. At least they include me. They see my potential.
You don't understand, Salim. I have worked my whole life to keep you safe. So you didn't have to live the life that I've lived. See what I've seen.
But I want to live it, Dad. I want to head up the family one day, like Uncle Harun. I'm tougher than you think, you know. That's why Hus and the Farouks, they asked me to join them, to work together.
No! Halas! You are not going near them again, Salim Haq. Do you hear me? This is not a game. Okay, it's life or death out there. So you get that through your thick skull. You think Harun was such a hero? He was a mess. Every time he cut a bad deal, he took a gun out in the club or kicked the shit out of some random bikey kid, it was me who had to cover it up. I cut the deals. I turned the profits. I slung cops hush money every week to keep them sweet. I've kept this fucking family together. Our name intact. Quietly. Without force. And voila, I'll be damned if I have to scoop your brain off some alleyway like I did your ammo.
I didn't realize that you had to do all that stuff.
No, you didn't realize. This is the side you don't see on social media, Salim. The bashings. The buried loved ones. The friends going to jail. You don't know half the shit I went through before I had you. On the streets, no one thinks. They just react. And in a second, it can all be over. That's how we live our lives. Every day. I don't want that for you, okay?
You're all man's right, Sal. You don't want this life. Any psychos like me actually enjoy it.
Now, I'm a huck too, okay? I want to help you get revenge for Harun's death. The Farooqs get that. They offered to help me.
Oh, they get that, do they? You know we think they're the ones behind it.
What?
Yeah. Payback for Ali Farooq's murder, which wasn't even us.
No, I thought it was the wolves that killed Harun.
Why? Because they're white? What the hell is this? Get off my ass. What are you...
Could be the Farooqs following us, cuz. Salim, quick, pass me my shotty.
No, they would have started shooting by now. Could be the cops. Stash the guns back in the door panel in case. Now, Moe. It's just some dickhead hoons. Salim, you gotta stay at your grandparents'. It's your duty to look after your mum now. While I sort out this mess, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Your mum's out with Mel. She'll be back any minute. You go inside and you stay there. It's not safe right now. I'll call you tomorrow.
See you later, Uncle Moe.
See you, nephew.
Bye, Baba.
Hey, I love you. I swear that kid. Hey, thanks for staying calm tonight, Moe. I'm sure you were going to start shooting when I let off that warning shot.
Don't worry about it, cuz. Anyway, I left those dogs a little present during our visit.
What do you mean?
You know the ice we grabbed from the biker shipment?
Yeah.
Well, I kept the key and planted it inside that kid Huss's car tonight.
Are you fucking serious, Moe?
Of course, cuz. You didn't think I really cared about that shitty engine, did you?
What'd you do that for?
For Salim. Because after I leaked to the bikers that Huss is dealing their ice, the Farooqs won't have time to mess with him anymore.
Oh, fucking hell! That's smart, Moe! In true Huck style, we're striking before they strike. The bikers will come down hard on them. Yes, Moe!
Exactly. See? I'm not as dumb as I look, cuz.
Oh, come on. Let's go to my house, clean the place up so I can bring my family back home.
Thanks for dropping me back at Mum and Dad's, Mel. I'm sorry to cut the night short. I don't know what I'd do without you.
It was good to catch up. And I do worry about you, Ames. This gang stuff. I mean, it seemed exciting when we were younger, but this is on a whole other level now. You could have been killed.
I know. I know, Mel. I don't know what to do. The last few days have been insane. I think I'm in too deep.
No, you're not, Ames. Just take Salim and go overseas. Start a new life. Preferably somewhere exotic, so I can come and visit.
I can't leave Jamil, Mel. I love him. And I know you don't believe me, but he is different from the rest of them. He's smart and he's protective. But I'm terrified he's going to be dragged into this stupid revenge stuff and end up killed.
Ames, you've always known that that was the price you pay for being with him. So what's changed now?
I don't know. This last year has been really rough, and Jamil's always tried to keep me sheltered from it, but lately it's felt less and less safe. And I don't like how aggressive his family is getting. And then there's all this stuff around race and politics and expectations, everything. And I watch Salim follow them around, copying them. I don't want him to end up like Harun, Mel. We're all in this mess because of that psycho. I don't know what the hell to do.
Please, Ames, just listen to me. You've got to get out now. While you still can.
I can't leave. Not without Jamil. Right now, I'm just glad Salim is okay. I should get inside and check on him.
You know, I'm always here for you, no matter what.
Thanks, Mel. Talk soon.
Look after yourself, Ames.
Where are the bloody keys? Salim! Salim! Salim, open the door. I can't find my keys. Oh, for God's sake, why does he need to blast that crap so loud?
Hello, Amy.
What the hell?
Grab it, Daz.
Hey,
shut the fuck up. Your husband has something of ours, so now I'm going to take something of his. Daz, cable tire. Let's check her in the boot. Hey, kid, tell your old man the wolves were at his door. When we get our shipment back, he gets his wife back.
If you fucking touch her, I swear to God!
24 hours, kid.
Mom!
Before Knox takes his bone saw out, buries mummy in line.
Let her go! Mom! Mom! I'm gonna shoot you all, you fucking dogs! Dad, they've taken Mom, Dad, they've taken her. We've got to get her back, Dad.
Dad, I don't know. What happened?
The bikies, Dad, bikies. I don't know. There's some bikies. They grabbed her. They just shoved her in the boot. They said that you had something of theirs, like a shipment or something.
Where did they take her?
Dad, I tried to stop them, Dad, but I couldn't.
Where did they take her?
I don't know. They said that you had like 24 hours to get her back.
What type of car was it?
It was an SUV, black, the retro. I didn't get the retro, Dad. I just... Knox, Dad, they said the name Knox.
Fucking Knox. Where are your grandparents,
Grand, I don't know. They went for a drink at the RSL like a few hours ago. It was just me. I was by myself,
okay,
Dad.
It's okay.
I want to help. Baba, I want to help. Let me help
no,
get Mom back.
Stay there, Salim. Do you hear me? I'm here, Salim. Just fucking stay there.
What?
Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction podcast written and adapted by Mahmoud Fazal, based on the book The Second Son by Lorraine Peck. Thanks to our series consultants, Danny McCarty, Sarah Malik, and Paul Schrage. Gripped Second Son stars
Lincoln Yunus as Jamil Huck,
April Rose Pengilly as Amy Huck,
Alex Donner as Salim Huck,
Wasim Hawat as Maui Huck,
Whitey Donner as Mustafa Huck,
Andrew Atiyah as Hussein,
Andy Ryan as Panzer,
Sophie Gregg as Mel,
Joshua Shediak as Teen Farouk 1,
Vince Asaf as Teen Farouk 2,
Anthony Jaja as Teen Farouk 3.
Director and Senior Producer, Tina Matalov. Drama Producer, Steph Van Schilt. Production Assistant, Holly Mitchell. Executive Producer and Head of Factual and Drama at Listener Original Podcasts is Jennifer Goggin. Sound Design and Foley by Matt Nikolic. Audio Production, Mix and Original Music by Matt Nikolic. Original Music by Vincent Asaf. Production and Sound Consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story Sourcing and Development, Bob Campbell. Casting, Lee Pickford. Commissioning, John Kelly and Grant Tothill. Gripped Second Son is a co-production between Brighton Media and Listener, recorded in the Listener Audio Drama Studios at SCA Sydney. This podcast was recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to elders past and present.